And one could tell by how he walked that he'd drunk more than his share. He fumbled round until he could no longer keep his feet. Then he stumbled off into the grass to sleep beside the street. Ring ding diddle diddle idio, ring da diddly io. He stumbled off into the grass to sleep beside the street. About that time, two young and lovely girls just happened by. One says to the other with a twinkle in her eye, "See yon sleeping Scotsman, so strong and handsome built. I wonder if it's true what they don't wear beneath the kilt." Ring ding diddle little laddie, oh, ring da diddly I, oh. I wonder if it's true what they don't wear beneath the kilt. They crept up on that sleeping Scotsman, quiet as could be. Lifted up his kilt about an inch so they could see. And there, behold, for them to view beneath his Scottish skirt was nothing more than God had graced him with upon his birth. Ring ding diddle diddle idio, ring da diddly io. Was nothing more than God had graced him with upon his birth. They marveled for a moment, then one said, "We must be gone. Let's leave a present for our friend before we move along." As a gift they left a blue silk ribbon tied into a bow. Around the bonny star the Scots kilt did lift and show. Ring ding diddle diddle adio, ring da diddly io. Around the bonny star the Scots kilt did lift and show. Now the Scotsman woke to nature's call and stumbled towards the trees. Behind the bush he lifts his kilt and gawks at what he sees. And in a startled voice he says to what's before his eyes, "Oh, lad, I don't know where you've been, but I see you won first prize." Ring ding diddle diddle adio, ring da diddle io. Oh, lad, I don't know where you've been, but I see you won first prize.
News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. It's 4 minutes after 5, our last hour of all requests, Friday, 272-9228. Last time I checked traffic, 85 northbound was still moving pretty well. We have many times over the years not only played but denounced Shirley Clinton for talking down to black folks, which clearly is what, when you go to Selma and you speak in a fake black accent to the people you pander to, the people you've really damaged by keeping them all in the same basic economic plantation, because you need the vote. Look what we've done for you. No, look what we've done to you. And finally, there is an awakening called Blexit going on where people are saying, "No thanks, we don't want any more of that kind of help. We want opportunity. We want out." Now, this is the clip that we've historically played, and I'll tell you why I'm playing it in a second.
"I don't feel no ways tired.
Good Lord.
I come too far from where I started from. Nobody told me that the road would be easy. I don't believe he brought me this far to leave me."
Just the sound of that voice makes skin in certain areas of my body tighten. Ugh. Horrible. So today, AOC, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, was speaking to a group, and apparently she has gotten in on this accent business.
"This is what organizing looks like.
That's right.
This is what building power looks like."
Yeah, this, she's doing the revival meeting approach, I guess.
"This is what changing the country looks like. It's when we choose to show up and occupy the room and talk about the things that matter most, talking about our future. You know, Reverend, you bring up a funny anecdote, and I'm proud to be a bartender."
Oh, shut up.
"Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Ain't nothing wrong with
There's nothing wrong with working retail, folding clothes for other people to buy. There is nothing wrong with preparing the food that your neighbors will eat.
Oh, girl, go on.
There is nothing wrong with driving the buses that take your family to work."
Who said there was, bitch? Oh, excuse me, Rosie. Did I hear an announcement that somebody
has said that?
That there was something wrong with any of that? This is a revelation coming from a bartender. And you weren't a very good one if you only claimed $24,000 in taxes. You either were a lousy bartender who got very few tips, or maybe you just didn't report some of them. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's kind of what I think. Joey?
I walked in.
There's another panderer. Kamala Harris, what a joke.
No, but we need to talk about your behavior, because I walked in, and you know, when it's just us boys up here,
yeah,
I love it. But we have Rosie here, Greg. How do you think it makes her feel when you use words like that?
Like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez?
Not those words. The shorthand you use.
Did you hear the speech?
Which one?
She's in New York, and she's talking to a predominantly black group, and she starts doing the Hillary thing where, you know...
Oh, Lord, I don't want to hear it. Oh, but you're going to play it now.
No, right? I already did.
Okay, good.
And that's why I used that word.
I think she was being very condescending.
That's the Democratic way. And the sad part is that the audiences that show up to listen to losers like her... frauds like her, who's now under investigation for yet another campaign finance violation, they don't realize that they are being talked down to, their votes being presumed, because we're Democrats and we have your best interests at heart. It's so sickening. Getting a taste over the weekend of the warm weather that will... by the end of the month, it'll pretty much be continuous through... mid-October. Have you prepared your central air conditioning system for what's ahead? It only takes a phone call to Clark's and a Clark's Club membership. We give one away every week on the morning show on Friday. Somebody who calls the show gets eligible for that drawing. It's a $159 value, and it includes two annual tune-ups to the system. Those are important because if a system gets TLC on this show, that stands for the love of Clark's. There's a very good chance it will last the 20 to 30 years that it should. But if you just let it run and nobody ever looks in and gets under the hood and checks out all the moving parts, the filtration system, that there's no buildup that's forcing it to work harder than it needs, that's why they burn out. And some of the people say, I don't want to have to spend $5,000 to replace. Well, many people wouldn't have to say that if they just did regular maintenance. Clark's takes care of that. In addition, they have the most talented, amazing plumbers on the planet in their employ at Clark's, and they're available all on a 24/7 basis. So for the best in heating, air conditioning, plumbing, and certainly people, call Clark's 277-2125 or visit clarkcomfort.com, Alabama certification number 99004.
Balake, where is Balake at?
He's standing right in front of me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's happened again.
No.
Uh-oh.
Yep, it's happened again. I-65 is closed down. They had to shut it down again. Northbound at the Pine Level exit, there's been a vehicle rollover.
Like yesterday?
Gosh. Yep, just like yesterday. I just wanted to give you the exclusive scoop on what's going on.
Okay, well, run downstairs because we're going to go to you in the traffic dungeon in a moment.
Let me hike down the hallway real quickly. Just wanted to let you know there's a real problem out there. Avoid I-65.
Northbound. Okay.
That is no small task.
I know you got I got local news and Rich's forecast. You'll be able to make it back down.
Thank you.
All right. See you in a
minute. Thank you, Mr. Balake. Oh, Cooter.
Hey, you know when that biatch is saying, ain't nothing wrong with folding clothes for other people. She's actually talking down and saying, you losers, you folding clothes for people.
Yeah.
That's what she means.
And I'm a congresswoman.
That's the same feeling I got, Cooter.
Yeah, I agree completely.
She could pour a cup of coffee, you know, like you said, she's not reporting her income like she's supposed to.
So, I not only called her the right word, I'm going to call her a racist bitch. How about that?
There you go. Anyway, I hope you all have a great weekend.
You too.
Thank you.
You too. All right, Joey at 6, tonight at 7:30, it's Terry Adams, the much beloved and glorious. Prime Minister Playtime with Clearing the Air from 7:30 to 9, 6 to 9 on Saturday after Jay's big nerdgasm, 4 to 6.
In-game chat.
That's what it's called. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Ellis Eskew for CBS 8 and ABC 32. A presidential candidate is making a stop in the capital city. Former Colorado Governor John Hickenlooper is a Democrat running in the 2020 election. He will visit the Alabama Democratic Conference headquarters from 7 to 8 tonight. Montgomery will be the first city he visits in the southeast before heading to South Carolina this weekend. A candidate has jumped into the race for an Alabama House seat. Charlotte Meadows is running for the vacant District 74 seat that represents part of Montgomery. It became open when State Representative Dimitri Palicos died last week. Meadows is a former Montgomery County School Board member and is the co-founder of Montgomery's first charter school called Lead Academy, which is yet to open. And the Relay for Life Cancer Walk will be moved from outside Baptist Medical Center East to inside Garrett Coliseum tomorrow. The times will stay the same, 3 p.m. to 9 p.m. Parking at Garrett Coliseum will be free. I'm Ellis Askew. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits, good home time, and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We're going to continue to be in a rather active weather pattern for at least the next 3 or 4 days. For tonight, risk of some scattered showers and thunderstorms around. The overnight low temperature drops to about 63. For tomorrow and Sunday, there'll be scattered showers and thunderstorms around both days. It's not going to rain all the time, but every once in a while, you'll run into a shower. The high temperature on Saturday, 81, and then I think we'll be in the maybe mid-80s by the time Sunday gets here. Could be some stronger storms, I think, by late Sunday into Sunday evening, and we'll be watching that carefully. You can stay on top of all these weather developments with our weather app. Get it on your phone or tablet now. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. Instant notifications for watches and warnings. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Get set for your best life, your prime life, when you take advantage of Prime South Bank's great service, friendly people, and amazing financial tools. From free checking to local hassle-free loans, Prime South Bank will get you living your prime life. Visit them in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic moving through the 5 o'clock hour, and folks, it has happened again. We have another accident on I-65 northbound, and they have closed it again. I-65 is closed at the 181-mile marker because there's an accident at the 185-mile marker. Life Flight is en route. There's a lot of injuries in this accident, so we don't know exactly how long they're going to shut down the interstate, but avoid it again this afternoon. I-85 has its share of problems as well. It is just wall-to-wall traffic from the downtown area headed northbound all the way out to the Chantilly Parkway. Traffic's moving, but it's moving real slowly. Just be real careful out there. This is going to be one of those kind of days. The only thing that we had yesterday is wet streets. But be careful out there. Let's get home safely. The lot is full of pickups, SUVs, sports cars, and crossovers at Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter, and more are on the way. They've got to go, and that means you save money. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
No recovery, no fee. That's right. The Vance Law Firm only gets paid if you get paid. It's the big guarantee.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
What'll it be, Joe?
Coffee and apple pie. Yeah, whoa, Madge, what was that?
The lights? Oh, they always dim when the dishwasher turns on.
You should call Crosby Electric.
You think?
Overloaded circuits at your business can be dangerous. The experts at Crosby Electric can upgrade your electrical service to safely handle the load. And they can add receptacles where needed to eliminate overuse of extension cords.
Yeah, Madge, I'd like to pay you. The problem is it's so dark in here I can't read my bill.
No, the problem is you're cheap.
Well, that's a problem too.
Effective, attractive lighting is essential for any business. Crosby Electric can help with a new lighting scheme that will give your business a fresh, exciting look. And they can recommend outdoor lighting for greater safety and security.
That'll be $4.50 for the coffee and pie, Joe.
Well, don't I get anything for recommending Crosby Electric?
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Joe.
You're welcome.
Don't put off essential electrical upgrades for your business. Call 272-2085 or visit CrosbyElectric.com.
One of the oldest, largest, and most popular arts and crafts fairs in the South, April 13th and 14th, the 48th Annual Calico Fort. Lots of handmade items, folk art, weavers, and many other arts and crafts exhibits. 2 days of entertainment for everyone to enjoy. Plenty of great food like old-fashioned hand-pulled barbecue and homemade ice cream. Special events just for the kids. Calico Fort, April 13th and 14th in Fort Deposit, Alabama. Take I-65 and follow the signs.
We know that local business drives the local economy. Without local business, there is no Montgomery. As a locally owned business, we at Blue Water work hard every day to support local business.
Hi, folks. This is Bill with Circle C Trailers. Just wanted to let you know, since we've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting, our business has grown tremendously. I recommend advertising on Blue Water.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Well, I feel like buttered toast all of a sudden. 17 minutes after 5, I want to thank Ben for sending me a picture. Balaki came by and told us about the wreck on 65. And one of our listeners named Ben sent me a photo of the wreck. And there's a number of emergency vehicles on hand. I see cars aimed in the wrong direction. Yeah, it's northbound 65. Mm. Then as I was sitting behind the building, it was like psychedelic. It was far out. The traffic on northbound 85 started to slow down and get real congested. I don't know what's causing that. There have been a couple of reports from further up the road. I don't know if that's been cleared or not, but we'll keep an eye on it. We'll have another update from Jeff soon. We had a request from Terry for the first baseball game. Here you go.
Big Harry Carey fan. I love it. You know, I love Harry Carey, and I love and I just, you know, Harry, of course, did the first baseball game ever played. You guys are aware of that.
Sure. Mm.
Yeah, he was the only guy around at that time.
Sure.
To do that game, and it was wonderful. I got an old tape of it, and I listened to it all the time. Hello, fans. This is Harry Carey. Welcome to today's game between the Bethlehem Braves and the Jerusalem Giants. Kind of a sparse crowd here today, as a plague of locusts has made it tough to get out to the ballpark. You can hear the vendors, though. Hey, manna, get your manna. Who wants bread from heaven? It's hot. It's fresh. It just fell. Hot manna here. Penance. Penance. Our Father's Hail Marys. Can't get absolution without an act of contrition. Who wants a rosary here?
Water. Water. What?
Uh-oh. Wine. Who wants wine now? Peter looks into Jesus for the sign. Jesus gives him the sign. Holy cow! Peter denies it. He gives it to him again. He denies it again. Once more. That's three times, and Jesus is out to give Peter a sermon on the mound. Jesus, of course, the big hero in yesterday's game, came up in the bottom of the ninth with the Braves down 3-0 and hit a bases empty grand slam. Fans, we haven't had a miracle like that since we had fishes and loaves night here. I had a chance to talk with the Savior after the game, and this is what he had to say.
Well, Harry, the ball was on the outside part of the play. I was rough time to make contact. First of all, I want to thank my father for loading the bases. Muchas gracias, señor. And also the Holy Ghost for bringing up the double play.
Back to live action. Lazarus up to the plate now. What's that? Oh, I'm sorry. Lazarus up to the plate now. Here's the pitch. Oh, no, he's hit. He's hurt. He's down. Holy cow, he's dead. But wait a minute. He gets back up. That's the sixth time this week. That kid can take one for the team. Abraham up to the plate now. Probably up here to sacrifice. Infield drawn in for the patriarch, and now there's some action in the Bethlehem bullpen. I can't quite make out the back of his rope. It is the big number 10, Moses. Just called up from the burning bush league. Already gaining a reputation for that lightning fast pickoff move, reminding those runners that thou shalt not stand. Let's give it over to Steve Stone.
Thank you, Harry. Fans, you want to be here this Tuesday night when the Braves meet the Calvary Cubs. It's going to be Nabisco Communion Wafer Day here at the ballpark. All fans 33 and under get a free Eucharist signed by the Saviors. You know, fans, Nabisco Communion Wafers go down smooth. Won't stick to the roof of your mouth like those cheap imitation sacraments. Sure, they cost a little more, but when it comes to your eternal salvation, isn't it worth that extra buck in the collection plate? Remember, fans, the next time you go to the rail for that body and blood, ask for the host with the most. Ask for an Nabisco. Thanks, Steve. Here's some scores now from around the league. A big upset. David won. Goliath nothing. Ends a long win streak for the big guy. Oh, no. Job is on the 15-day disabled list with a bad case of leprosy. Pull the hamstring. Pulled it right off. The Angels have sent Lucifer down. That's a shame. When that fellow was in his prime, he could throw some heat. This year, his earned run average is ballooned to a hefty six.
And Rusty Aldridge wanted this one.
We praise the colorectal surgeon, misunderstood and much maligned, slaving away in the heart of darkness, working where the sun don't shine. Respect the colorectal surgeon, it's a calling few would crave. Lift up your hands and join us, let's all do the finger wave. When it comes to spreading joy, there are many techniques. Some spread joy to the world and others just spread cheeks. Some may think the cardiologist is their best friend, but the colorectal surgeon knows he'll get you in the end. Why be a colorectal surgeon? It's one of those mysterious things. Is it because in that profession there are always openings? When I first met a colorectal surgeon, he did not quite understand. I said, hey, it's nice to meet you, but do you mind if we don't shake hands? Sailed right through medical school because he was a whiz. Oh, but he never thought of psychology, though he read passages. A doctor he wanted to be, for golf he loved to play. But this is not quite what he meant by 18 holes a day. And misunderstood and much maligned, slaving away in the heart of darkness, working where the sun don't shine.
Boy, the Dodgers are ruining opening day in Colorado. Joey up 7-1. What's up at News Talk 93.1 FM Sports?
Yeah.
Wow.
Now we had a request.
Yes?
For the Adam Carolla rant.
Really?
Yes.
You know, I could set that up so we could play it.
Yeah, you and I are of the same mind here.
And me and Rosie could run out of here early.
Right.
And you could have the 6 to 7 hour.
Right. Well, I would love
that. And part
of
the 5 to 6, I got to check to make sure we've taken care of all our business now. You know.
Go ahead.
No.
You go ahead.
No, you.
You know, I had felt up. It's hard to describe. I felt a little bit of resentment towards you earlier today. Jay and I were talking.
Yes.
And it's like, you have to be the corner man for Hulk Hogan. And it seems like...
It was 33 years ago, Jay.
Yeah, but it seems like you don't care. It's like you got to walk with Hulkamania. And...
You know what?
And you just belittle this beloved entertainment... Loved by billions around the world.
Actually, it wasn't. Here's the part that makes me feel good about that. Okay? All I did was make a snarky comment about wrestling on my show.
Oh, you would never
do
that.
The next thing, 5 minutes later, I got Hulk Hogan on the phone.
That's pretty awesome, actually.
Yeah. Why don't you be my corner man? Come down and you'll see. And I saw the referees telling you what the next move was and all that. I saw the give on the floor. And all that. What freaked me out was the behavior of the people there. All these old grandmothers taking out their teeth and dropping F-bombs and mm-hmm. 8 and 9 little boys. I don't know what was... Just the language.
Mm.
Shocking.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
I didn't use language, but I used to yell at Count Billy Varga at the Long Beach...
You?
Arena?
Yes, the Long Beach Arena. Yes, I used to watch wrestling when I was little.
He had to have deserved it.
Well...
If it came from Rosie, there's no doubt.
mm-hmm.
He was the bad guy.
Yeah.
So I let him have it.
No, wrestling.
I got his attention.
In all seriousness, wrestling is downright absurd. But there's something about it when you go to a show, or a show is really good on television.
Yes.
Where everybody gets wrapped up. Most people are in on the joke, obviously.
Yes.
And when people all start, I don't know, getting sucked into the same emotion, the same storyline, and when it's done right, it's so good.
It's theater.
Right. Now, it's not always done right, and so it's just kind of like, whatever. But when it's done right, there's nothing else like it. It's so absurd, it's very entertaining. And it's been around, I mean, over 100 years.
It's been around. Hasn't it been around since, the gladiator days? They didn't wear much in those days.
Greco-Roman wrestling, sure. But I think there were huge events in the 30s for it. Like, it's had its, peaks and valleys in terms of popularity.
Yeah.
Joey, you would have loved Tricky Ricky Starr.
I probably would have.
You would.
His dandyish ballet gimmick.
Yes.
Yeah. It's pretty good stuff.
He was cute.
Are you two about finished? So we can get back to important stuff? Clint?
The man is going to be victorious, all right, in the main event. Becky Lynch, I'm rooting for her.
Clint?
Hello.
Hello.
Am I on?
You're yes. on.
All right, this is for Greg Burdell.
Who? I didn't know I had added an R to my last name. That's why I asked.
All right, sir. I'm in Florida.
Wow.
I've been here for 2 days.
Yes.
And I call you from time to time. And I cannot find a talk show radio. I can't get you guys down here. I'm in Milton.
There's nothing else in Milton either. Why are you in Milton, Florida?
I'm on guard duty.
Guard duty?
Yeah, guard duty.
Somebody's personal bodyguard?
Yeah, Joy. Yeah, you can say that. Yes. Right. I'm on guard duty.
Okay.
Greg would know what talk radio shows in Milton, Florida. I can't pick up one, guy.
Are you closer to Orlando or Tampa?
No, 20 miles from Pensacola.
Oh, I have East. Got go for what's the one in W in New Orleans? You should be able to pick up that one. Yeah. I can't remember.
Go ahead, Greg. I want to call and tell you guys, since I've been down here.
Yeah.
Buddy, I am so thankful for you. You, Joey, Dan Morris,
Joey,
Baron Coleman, I mean, all you talk radio in Montgomery, Alabama, I mean, you cover the state, and that's good. They don't have nothing down here.
Yeah, well, that's why it's great we have the app. You can take us, you can listen to us anywhere.
Well, I ain't got TV for the next 4 days, so.
Now I feel bad because you have no access to the Smithsonian Channel.
No. Wow, ain't that bad. All right, dude, I love you. Keep doing what you're doing, and thank you for taking my call, sir.
Always a pleasure. Clint, it is 5:30. If you needed one company to take on all of your technology challenges, one company to handle security, cloud, internet, and more, introducing the new C-Spire Business, the industry's first full-stack managed solutions provider with 500 qualified service professionals, over 8,700 miles of fiber, and the ninth-ranked cloud system in the entire world. With everything in a single managed IT portfolio, the result is a faster, more secure way to do business. From desktop to data center, C-Spire Business will meet you wherever you are and take on your biggest technology. Where did that come from? Wow, that was weird. Let me continue by mentioning that if you'd like to learn more about this amazing new company, go to cspire.com. That's letter C, SPIRE.com/business. CSpire is customer inspired. So the Corolla rant, we'll have to start that at 5:50 or so to get you into your show on time. So we got to do some condensation here, some compression.
Okay.
So let's
finagling.
Get yeah, manipulation, etc. But we are going to play it. We haven't played in a long time, too. So it's coming up. Adam Carolla, amazing.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic rolling through the middle of the 5 o'clock rush hour, and we have a problem again on I-65. It's shut down again. Yep, I-65 is closed temporarily while they land helicopters to take care of the accident there at the 185-mile marker. That's going to be just north of Highway 14. If you're on the rest of I-65, there's no problems for you. If you are on the Southern Boulevard, be careful because there's a lot of traffic spilling off onto there. We also have accidents at Dexter and North Lawrence Street and Ware's Ferry Road at the Northeast Boulevard right near Sunshine Village. Be careful out there this afternoon. We'll keep you apprised on what's going on I-65 as the news comes to us. Invisible Fence has great indoor and outdoor systems to protect your pet and make your relationship with your pet more enjoyable. Call Vicki at Invisible Fence, 265-2585. That's 265-2585. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
No matter your circumstance, you should call Stewart Vance at 333-333-333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Hi, I'm Ellis Eskew for CBS 8 and ABC 32. A candidate has jumped into the race for an Alabama House seat. Charlotte Meadows is running for the vacant District 74 seat that represents part of Montgomery. It became open when State Representative Dimitri Palicos died last week. Meadows is a former Montgomery County School Board member and is the co-founder of Montgomery's first charter school called Lead Academy, which is yet to open. A presidential candidate is making a stop in the capital city. Former Colorado Governor John Hickenlooper is a Democrat running in the 2020 election. He will visit the Alabama Democratic Conference headquarters from 7 to 8 tonight. Montgomery will be the first city he visits in the southeast before heading to South Carolina this weekend. And the Relay for Life Cancer Walk will be moved from outside Baptist Medical Center East to inside Garrett Coliseum tomorrow. The times will stay the same, 3 p.m. to 9 p.m. Parking at Garrett Coliseum will be free. I'm Ellis Eskew. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Alabama Wholesale Lumber, serving the River Region with the best quality building materials for decades. Contractor to do-it-yourselfer. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We're going to continue to be in a rather active weather pattern for at least the next 3 or 4 days. For tonight, risk of some scattered showers and thunderstorms around. The overnight low temperature drops to about 63. For tomorrow and Sunday, there'll be scattered showers and thunderstorms around both days. It's not going to rain all the time, but every once in a while, you'll run into a shower. The high temperature on Saturday, 81, and then I think we'll be in the maybe mid-80s by the time Sunday gets here. Could be some stronger storms, I think, by late Sunday into Sunday evening, and we'll be watching that carefully. You can stay on top of all these weather developments with our weather app. Get it on your phone or tablet now. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. Instant notifications for watches and warnings. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Thank you, Rich. He'll be a nervous wreck tomorrow. He just, anytime Auburn's involved in a big game, I mean, when he watched, was it the game on Sunday they won in overtime? He said he had his head under a pile of pillows. He just gets so into it. So I think they will be in the final week from tonight. We have the Duncan and Son Predictathon on my Facebook page. I hope you'll take a moment and make a prediction. If nobody hits the number, the score, we are going to count all of the guesses in sequence and give away that $250 credit that's redeemable to any of Don's three locations.
I liked what you said this morning. Do it for Beauregard.
Yeah, bring it home for Beauregard. Yeah. I would like to see some. In fact, I mentioned that to Tim Lennox. I'll be on CBS 8, I think, after 6, talking about the American Country Music Awards.
Mm-hmm.
Some of you are saying you know about country music. I do.
Yes.
I do. It was one of my favorite radio formats, as a matter
of fact.
A
man of many talents. That's where I got my start in radio, in country music.
What year was that?
Oh, I got into it.
I was in the 90s, and that's when country, in my opinion, became the new top 40, mm-hmm. because there was such a commercial quality to the new artists coming in.
It was starting to creep that way when I got into it.
A lot of, because, well, look, in the 80s, when Eddie Rabbit and some of those other from, what was that John Travolta movie, Urban Cowboy.
Mm-hmm.
Well, all of a sudden, country bars are popping up with mafia money all over Fort Lauderdale. they were open and closed in 6 months. That came and went very quickly. And then in the 90s, a similar phenomenon occurred because people like Shania Twain were crossing over.
Right.
Say, hey, you know, this isn't bad at all. So she brought a lot of people into the format.
I was raised on country. K-Fox in California. My dad listened day and night, and I cut my teeth on Hank Williams Sr. Mm. And all the good old boys. George Strait.
That was real country.
Yes.
We have a GoFundMe page that I linked on Facebook. We're hoping to find 500 people who can spare $10 to help this young. And here's the amazing part of it all. I started the show today by mentioning that I have been sad last couple of days and into the weekend because this would have been my daughter's 1 year wedding anniversary. And those of you who have read The Current Boom or heard me tell a story, her dream was gutted. But what she did in the aftermath of this horrible news is what inspired me, and that's why I wrote that magazine column, because I'm more impressed with her a year later than I was as beautiful as she was that day. I said, look at me. This is my girl, and I'm going to walk her down the aisle. So I was feeling sadness when I came in today, and then I got a call from a dad whose daughter has lost a leg and been through a litany of horrendous medical issues, the latest of which is teeth that are going to need to be replaced because the treatment she's undergone have weakened them. And I thought, that's God's way of reminding this asshat that it could always be worse. So if we can get 500 people to donate $10, we can get this dental emergency covered because it's the one thing their insurance won't. Here is Bo Holt.
Hey.
Hey.
Two things I wanted to say real quick. First of all, Rosie?
Yes.
There was traffic noise. On your way back in, you want to swing by over here for a second and say hello?
Sure.
Cool. I'm outside. And secondly, Greg, listen, man, you've got a big heart, and you are certainly no asshat. It's perfectly natural to have those feelings for your daughter. I mean, I'm not lucky enough to have children of my own right now. But
you will.
I hope so. But, Greg, that's perfectly understandable, man.
Well, I just think it's amazing how you can feel a certain way about something, and then God gives you an immediate perspective. Like, yeah,
understandable.
Okay, you're sad. How would you like to trade places with this man?
And right.
So and there.
I get it, but I just didn't want, I did not want you to belittle yourself too much about, those feelings for your daughter. I mean, that's, that's all. That's all I wanted to say.
I appreciate it.
Hey, I know you all have a great afternoon, Rosie. I'll see you in a little bit.
All right.
Okay, we got the Adam Carolla rant coming up. What?
Have we done the winning the word?
No. Why don't we do that right now?
The Baumhauer's winning word of the day. Give us a call.
I usually don't like to make people wait in suspense this long. 272-9228. Ninth caller with that word will be our winner at 540. So I'll tell you what, we're getting the phones a chance to queue up. Let's get our final update from Mr. Balaki down in the traffic dungeon. We got a situation on northbound 65. 85 is having some issues. I need the word from this morning. 272-9228, caller 9 wins.
By formal outings on your special day, do you want your guests using a porta potty or a luxury portable restroom with private stalls, flushing toilets, and air conditioning? Formaloutings.com. Go in style.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic in the middle of our 5 o'clock rush hour, and we still have a problem on I-65 northbound. Southbound's running along okay. Don't worry about that. But if you're headed north on 65, you may want to exit around Cobbs Ford Road because we do have an accident that's just north of Highway 14, and that has traffic backing up past Highway 14 at this point. We'll keep you informed as soon as we find out when they plan on reopening those northbound lanes. If you're on I-85, northbound 85 has its issues too. It's just really crowded. Everybody's moving along, but moving very slow, especially once you cross the boulevard headed towards Taylor Road.
If you're headed out of town towards Wetumpka, you don't have any problems. 231's clear. You'll slow down a little bit when you get up by the casino. Let's be careful and get home safely this afternoon. Trenum State Community College is offering an Introductions in APP Development with SWIFT. Classes are only $75 and run April 8th through May 9th. Call Renita Scott at 420-4200 for more information. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
If you've been injured in an accident and you need a ride, we will pick you up and bring you to the Vance Law Firm. Just dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Cue the happy music. All right, let's go down the line here. You are caller 1. Try again quickly. Caller 2. Try again quickly. You're caller 3. Call right back. Ooh. Caller 4. Call right back. You're caller 5. Please try again. Now we'll see if we can get the last three cues here for the next round. Caller 6, thanks for trying. Close No Cigar. Caller 7, very close. Not quite it. This is the one we really hate. Caller 8. And to whom am I speaking?
This is Ashley.
Ashley, how are you,
yes,
Ashley?
I'm well. How are you?
Good. Do you have this morning's Baumhauer's winning word?
Final four.
That is the word we need.
Yay!
You're a winner!
Yay!
Lunch for two at Baumhauer's Victory Grill. You can redeem that at the Boulevard location or downtown at 201 Union. Walk in comfort-controlled climate to the restaurant. Park underground. It's free. And enjoy a great lunch. And just think about us when you're enjoying your meal, okay?
Oh, of course. I'll come to Baumhauer's one night again.
Yay!
Oh, good. We'd love that. Awesome. So there you go. She's our winner, and we'll do it again Monday. Don't forget, we've got the Duncan and Son Predictathon going on Facebook right now as well. It's 5:43.
And if I had a boat, I'd go out on the ocean.
An evening with Lyle Lovett and his large band, August 11th at the Montgomery Performing Arts Center.
She's no lady, she's your wife.
The four-time Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter, Lyle Lovett.
Here I am.
Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. Lyle Lovett and his large band, presented by Big Spring Entertainment and the Montgomery Performing Arts Center.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Is your check engine light on? Don't ignore it. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today and let our professional parts people scan your vehicle for free. We'll retrieve the codes, discuss possible solutions, and even help you find a professional technician if needed. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts today for our free check engine light help. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
At the Home Depot, the start of spring means it's time to add Vigoro and EarthGrow colored mulch to your list and your cart. Right now, get 5 bags at a special buy, just $10. Mulch helps retain soil moisture in shades of red, brown, or black. Hey, it's nice out. Today is the day for doing and mulching. With Vigoro and EarthGrow colored mulch, 5 bags, $10. Only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Color selection varies by store. Limit 60 per customer. Continental U.S. only.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.
Are you tired of exposing your retirement to stock market risk? How would you like to participate in stock market gains but never stock market losses? Join Hince Ellis to find out how this Saturday at 10 a.m. for the Retirement and Income Radio Show on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
27 years ago, Steve Wirth rented a storefront in Montgomery and opened the first location of Wirth Cleaners. A lot has changed since 1991. Two buildings and over 20 employees make Wirth Cleaners who they are today, along with Wirth's dedication to its customers to provide top-notch service. Everyday clothes to curtains, drapes, bedspreads, and formal wear, they do it all. Professional dry cleaning and laundry services, same day and express service, professional alterations and repairs, free pickup and delivery to your home or office, wedding dress preservation, superb customer service. It's not only easy to understand how Wirth Cleaners has been successful for nearly three decades, but how they've been voted the best dry cleaner in Montgomery year after year. Visit them today at 125 Brown Springs Road, 7825 Vaughn Road, or online at worthcleaners.com. When it's worth it, choose Wirth Cleaners.
Among the many people I want to thank here at the end of the week, of course, Rosie for making Friday special for us, and Wednesday nights at Bomb Hours, too.
Yes.
You're love an amazing it. Woman, and I love you.
I love you, too.
I also want to offer that same gratitude and affection to two women who not only give us just a phenomenal time on the air when they're here, Dana Delk and Jacqueline Tomlinson.
Yes, they're great.
But, you know, and they know the divorce world very well because that's what they do for a living. But they know the human side of it as well. And we talked off the air this week, and I just want to thank them for their words of wisdom and their guidance and counseling for me. You know, some shrink might call it, well, it's codependence. You cannot wear your child's feelings and yada yada. They get it. They get it because even though it's a tough business, and they're tough, they're so in touch with the human part of the equation. So if you ever find yourself facing the kind of sadness that we and others, it happens far too often, dealing with a divorce, you not only want strong, tenacious representation, but people who are great human beings. And I can testify to that with Dana Delk and Jacqueline Tomlinson, attorneys at law. DivorceForMenAlabama.com is their website, and their number is 819-4810. For Delk and Tomlinson, attorneys at law.
Representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
It's worked out very well, Rosie. We have, this is the Adam Carolla rant. I don't think Joey and I have played this in like a year.
It's been a long time.
Keep in mind that Adam Carolla used to be Jimmy Kimmel's partner on a thing called The Man Show. And Adam Carolla has gone hardcore conservative while Jimmy's out there kissing butt with his liberal pals in Hollywood. I can't imagine they're still friends. I just can't. This is named the Carolla Rant. Some of the language, I should run a quick disclaimer here.
Warning. The following contains language of a frank and explicit nature. Discretion is advised.
The following program is intended for mature audiences.
The following program is closed captioned for the thinking impaired.
The following program is intended for mature audiences.
I think I played that one.
Due to mature adult content, parental discretion is advised.
Susie?
What are you, 9 years old in fourth grade?
Okay, I think we have all the bases covered. Have a great weekend. War Eagle.
War Eagle.
And I mean it.
Yes.
I understand some people have more than others. That's always going to be there. And we started off this evening talking about the auto show and about how the crazy competition just led to these crazy, crazy cars. And I know sometimes it goes astray, but for the most part, it's the best system we have. And trying to get the top 1% to pay for the top bottom 55% or to pay in 55%, that's not the angle to choose. The angle's worrying about what the other 50% are doing, not what the top who's already paying way more than their fair share is doing. There's something that's come up in this country that didn't used to exist, which is envy. And it's a big issue. And it was understood back in the day, and we are empowering, we're now dealing with the first wave of participation trophy. My own fecal matter doesn't stink. Empowered. I feel so good about myself. Everybody's a winner. There's no losers. We are dealing with the first wave of those That's who we're dealing with now, because this has been going on for about 25 years, and we're just starting to get maybe 20 years, mm-hmm. and those kids were 8 or 9 years old, and we're getting the first...
Is that the millennials? I think that's the name for these.
I call them the...
That's colloquially, they're known as the...
I saw that on the news.
Oh, okay.
That's
I stand
name.
Corrected.
Yeah, Brian Williams called
right. Yeah. Bri-Y?
Hannah Cott. So what we have, I haven't really broken this down, but I'm going to try now. We created a bunch of f***ing self-entitled monsters. Mm-hmm. And this has become the pursuit of my life, where people are so far out of it and what they expect and what they think realistic is and what the set of rules that pertains to them versus the other guys, because that's what the bottom line is. I want my most valuable player trophy. Well, you're the slowest, fattest guy on the team. Why should he get one and I don't get one? Because he busts his and he runs a 4.440. That's why he gets one. Well, this is... And then everyone gets involved, and then everyone gives everyone a participation trophy, and then everyone feels good about themselves, but it's not based on anything. You should feel good about yourself because of your accomplishments, not because somebody yelled at you to feel good about yourself and you f***ing fake piece of plastic that was sprayed gold and had your name on a plaque on the bottom of it. And when these folks become adults and enter the workforce, and they've done stories about this, how you can't treat them, you know, the boss can't yell, hey, let's go. Let's get back to work now. And you raised your voice to me. You better watch your tone, buddy. My dad's a lawyer. I'll sue you. I'll take this company. Self-entitled who think the world owes them a living. And now we're getting the first wave of these. And now they grew up. And it's fine if you grow up in this little snow globe of a life where everything is awesome and everyone gets a participation trophy and there's
snowing.
No losers. Well, when you get shaken up and everything's awesome. But then you get out into the real world and you realize I'm a loser. You're not doing that well. You're not making that much money. There's no more participation trophies. This is the LA Auto Show. You don't get to sit around and go, hey, here's my piece of I worked on. Everyone, why aren't you guys buying it? And then instead of finding a mirror and finding the reason why no one's buying your car, you just want to run around and yell at everyone else who's selling cars. And now you want to take and throw it at the cars because you want to their cars up because that's what's going on. It's like, instead of looking in the mirror and go, why the f*** am I not doing better? You just find some guy's got more s*** than you and go, hey, man, what do you need all that s*** for? It's the same version of, hey, man, what do you need an MVP trophy for? Because I bust my s***. That's why. Or maybe I'm just genetically better than you. Either way, buddy, I got the trophy. So shut the f*** up and get the f*** back to work, or better yet, on the bench where you belong. This is what's going on. So they're feeling shame. They've been shamed by life because they haven't been prepared for life. They've been told, they've been had so much smoke blown up their collective by the time they get out in the real world and they realize the real world doesn't give a where you're from or what your mommy said you were or how pretty you are or what you do. They don't give a what anyone and all those lies that were told to your parents about how special you are and how no one was created like you and all this advertised with Nike and all this. It's just one you and you take it all and it's your world and all that Reebok doesn't mean when you get to the real world and you're just looked at as peon number 27 who's putting in an application and guess what? I don't like your attitude. Feet off my desk and hit the bricks. I'm not hiring you. Then now your plan is to come back and throw a brick at my window. That's your plan. This is what's going on. It's this envy and shame, and there's going to be a lot more of it. Because it used to be, back in the day, father would be walking his son down the sidewalk, and you'd see a guy go by in a Rolls Royce, and the father would say, there goes Mr. Jenkins. Look up to him. That guy works hard. That guy built a company. That guy built an empire. Now look at him. He's got his Rolls Royce. He's driving up the hill. But what do we do now? Now it's like, oh, look at him. Look at him. Does he need that car? Yeah. Why does he need that car? I'm driving a f***ing Chevette. Why does he get to drive that f***ing car? You know, let's go throw a rock at it. That ain't going to help you get out of the Chevette.
That's right.
To work. And by the way, parents, society, we are creating a group of self-entitled monsters.
Well,
knock it off.
Right. And I'm wondering, all the parents that created this culture of were they, like, are they the ones who are feeling like, well, I was never told I was special enough? Like, are they overcompensating for their childhood? Because now there's been, like, sort of a few generations that are aware of Dr. Spock and aware that kids have special emotional needs and et cetera.
We started, you know, we have these weird swings in raising kids, and they're not very good. I mean, I grew up in the sort of 70s, just free to be me, you and me. Hey, man, if he doesn't want to learn to read, he doesn't have to learn to read. Yeah, just run wild, you know, free range, do your own thing, man. You know, that whole hippie, do your own thing, yeah. Never panned out. Mm-mm. And the super self-esteem building and just all this where we have to knock down a Christmas celebration, call it a holiday celebration so we don't offend the one kid whose parents are litigious or whatever. We f***ed our society up royally. We've basically taken that one kid and empowered him, and we've got to stop because that's what all this is. It used to be that you looked, I'm not saying you took random rich guys and worshipped at their altar, but you took guys who built something and you said, there's a guy who's accomplished something, not, well, why isn't he paying his fair share? I mean, when did that ever come about? Mm-hmm. That guy paid in millions of dollars last year. You paid in and you're pissed at him? Obviously, it doesn't make sense. Obviously, it's not a rational thought. It's shame-driven. And you want to extrapolate this. This is essentially what the terrorists do with us. They see us over here in our hot tubs, driving our big cars around, having our parties, turning on
Dude, big cars with hot tubs.
Yeah, stretch limos yeah. With hot tubs. Our chicks looking hot, fake boobies
splashing
and bikinis
all
and
road.
All that. And they're like, f*** it, Allah's going to take care of these guys. And then Allah doesn't take care of And then they come down and blow our buildings up. It's this weird, it's not, we think it's about religion, or we think it's about, you know, cultures. It's one culture can't live next to another culture that's thriving without getting pissed off, envious, resentful. You then get shamed. And when you get shamed, there's two things you can do with shame. You can be shamed and go, I better get my together. Or you can be shamed and go, I'm going to tear that guy down. And that's where we're at now. When you feel that shame, get your together. Leave my alone.
Yeah, it's like global sibling rivalry.
Thank you. That's what it is. It's old. It's as old as the Bible.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
News, I'm Rich Dennison. President Trump visiting the southern border at Calexico, California, saying the nation's immigration system is full.
Can't take you anymore. We can't take you. Our country is full. Our area is full. The sector is full. Can't take you anymore. I'm sorry. Can't happen. So turn around. That's the way it is.
The president crediting Mexico with helping stem the flow of migrants, but cautioning he could still impose tariffs on vehicles produced in Mexico or close the border if the situation changes. Former vice president and potential Democratic presidential contender Joe Biden again discussing accusations from